Welcome to Tech Talk Tuesday with Tunis Janssen van Rensburg from Bandwidth Blog. If it's all things tech that you're interested in, then I highly suggest you hop on to bandwidthblog.co.za right now. Well, not right now, because I need you to listen to what Tunis
right
has to say.
This.
Right after this. Tunis, good to have you in the studio once again.
Yeah, thank you.
And today you're coming with Apple bottom jeans, boots, and them. No, you've got Apple updates for us.
Yeah, it's an interesting time in the consumer tech world. It slows down a little bit after, you know, the rush of the first couple of months of the year with CES and MWC and Samsung's big launch event. But Apple actually brought out a couple of interesting updates. First of all, the first big update to the Apple Vision Pro, which, as we discussed a couple of months ago, they launched their augmented reality spatial computing device, they just call it spatial computing. And we spoke about at the time still very limited use cases for this $3,500 piece of hardware. And now they've included FaceTime. So within the Vision Pro, you could do FaceTime, obviously, and it had this uncanny valley type representation of the other people you're talking to. Tech is cool, but I think a lot of people would still need to get used to that. But now they're starting to incorporate some other apps into this functionality. So for example, you can open a PowerPoint, and you can be on a FaceTime call with, a room full of people, and you can see all of the people sitting in this augmented reality room with your presentation. Everybody has the shared experience of what is showing. Mm. So it's a very interesting kind of direction that shows us, at least for the current version of the Apple Vision Pro, Apple wants this to be a business tool. That's why, obviously, it's also so expensive. Not a lot of consumers are going to pay 100,000 Rand plus for a piece of tech like this. But this big update actually allows you to have these spatial experiences, shared experiences with multiple people in multiple apps. So I would say they should have launched with that as a bare minimum, but now it is there and it's available. And it seems to be a very useful feature now that more and more people are going to start to use.
I would imagine the gamers would be massive fans of that.
That'll be interesting because there's, well, if there are games that you can play, the Vision Pro doesn't have a lot of native games to play at the moment. Maybe the developers pick up on this technology and they build that in. That could be quite cool as well.
I came across something recently about their maps. Have you seen that?
Yeah, it's interesting. So Apple Maps, obviously being more than 10 years old now, when it came out, it was lambasted as this horrible piece of software. The maps didn't work properly. It didn't look right. Even the directions weren't correct most of the time. It launched to a fanfare of mockery, really.
Oh, wow.
Over these years, they've obviously tried to improve it as much as possible. I don't think it's their number one priority because I don't know how big their user base is. I mean, most people using iPhones are using Google Maps in any case.
Got you.
So there's not a lot of people using it, but it's interesting that they are still adding features and supporting this all the way through. So they're not going to give up on it like they've done on some other services, which is an interesting call. Now, the update they brought out is better navigation and also better options in when you're searching where you want to navigate to. So, for example, you've got a petrol car, and let's say you've got two cars in your household. The one is petrol, the one is an electric vehicle. And depending on which vehicle you use, and you want to go on a road trip, it will then automatically kind of work out what the best route is to navigate to be able to either charge that electric vehicle or to fill up the petrol vehicle. So it takes this contextual information into account and it adds that to your navigation protocols, which I think is a nice touch.
Very, very cool. Wow.
Yeah, it's something that, Google Maps have had for a while, but, it's good to see them catching up and adding these features. Yeah, Maps is now also built in their AI tool, so you can actually just search the destination and you can add plus I want to fill up twice on the way or something like that, and it'll give you those options. So our navigation tools are getting smarter and smarter. But then lastly, I think the most interesting updates on the Apple side is we spoke a couple of weeks ago about them scrapping the Apple Car, and a lot of the people that were working on that project have been moved into some other AI project, and it sounds like one of the big things that they might be focusing on at the moment is a robot, a home robotics system. So we've spoken about the Tesla one as well, these butler robots that we expect to become available over the next couple of years. It looks like Apple is diverting some of its efforts to something like that as well, to have this artificial intelligence helper in your house that can do, mundane tasks and be a living partner.
And maybe pick up all the apples that fall off your tree that nobody sweeps up afterwards.
There we go.
Thank you very much, Tunis. Lovely chatting with you, sir.
Thank you.